Tom, thanks very much for joining us.
No problems.
3-1 at half time. You feel in control. You really got the momentum. That's the way we saw the game. Right at the beginning of the second half, Sam Sheridan burst right through the middle of the park. It seemed to set the tone, and they sort of got the control of the game, and you never felt you were going to get it back. What was your impressions?
Pretty much hit the nail on the head there, to be fair. I thought we were sloppy in the first 10 minutes as well. we're not coming out quick at the minute, and that's a problem to us, so we need to look at that and assess that. After that, I thought the 30 minutes in the first half, I thought we were superb. I thought we got the ball down. We played it in the right areas. We were breaking quick. We were getting the balls out wide. We were getting balls into the box. I thought we were superb. I thought, at last, it's coming together. And then we've gone in at half-time. We've said next goal is massive, very, very important. It's a scary score, it's 3-1, because you know that you're not clean, you're not aware. And yeah, like you said, they've set the tone. They've come at us, and we haven't been able to deal with it today.
Sort of much of a challenge is it when you've got 7 or 8 new players in terms of them working as a unit when, you know, things are going wrong? Is that something that you've all got to get to know each other a bit as a unit?
Well, yeah, but we thought we had that. To be fair, pre-season's been good. We thought the lads are bouncing off each other and know each other well. We've got a lot of experienced lads in there, and that shouldn't be happening now. It's disappointing today. Credit to Ashton. I think the Fuller deserved the 3 points, and the second half, we was nothing short of terrible.
And you went to a back four. What was the thinking there from a 3-5-2 on Saturday?
We just didn't think it worked on Saturday. Joel and Joel probably hold their hands up. They didn't have the best games that they've ever had. So we thought we'd try tighten up a little bit and go to a back four. And a flat four in the midfield, and went to a 4-4-2 so we could get the ball out wide and keep two up front and deliver the balls. But first half, superb. Second half, you've gone from being Barcelona to the Bayos pub.
Yeah, we were discussing about the mental side. That's, to my view anyway, was that this absolutely in control, playing good football. Ashton pretty much under the cosh, I felt, towards the end of the first half. And, I mean, what can you do? Is that the way you see it, that it's just purely that it's the same players just not playing as well and not gelling? Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, like you said, the half-time whistle probably came at the wrong time for us. We had the momentum and we was going forward and creating a lot of chances. But that's no excuse. At this level, you've got to be able to see out games. And 3-1 up, after a heavy defeat on Saturday, we should have been shutting up shop. They shouldn't have had another chance on goal. And then we get them on the counter-attack. But it's just not happened like that tonight. And we're really, really disappointed. The lads are absolutely drained in there. So we need to pick them up now and go again Saturday. The games are coming thick and fast at the minute.
Yeah, and who or what pleased you, though, from the 90 minutes? You know, just
Sam Tats pleased me again at right back. Kurt, again, getting his goals. He's a handful, is Kurt. He'll always pop up with his goals. Jamal in the first half, great stuff. He's coming in short and then he's turning out and going long. I thought Halley did really well. Harry Winter's work rate in there, superb. Any of them in the first half, all superb. And I think they'll all hold their hands up in the second half. I thought we looked tired, to be honest.
We
looked tired. And we shouldn't be looking tired. And that's probably lads away from football. We only see them 2 nights a week. They've got to be looking after themselves. Eating-wise, they've got to get themselves out for runs and stuff like that. So everyone's got to look at themselves at the minute. We're a tight-knit group. We're getting on well. We feel like we should have gone and won the game today. We haven't, so we've got to rebuild and go again Saturday now.
And was there a bit of an issue of composure? You know, when you're slightly chasing the game, that sometimes you've just got to calm it down and play the right ball. And was there a lack of that, did you feel?
Absolutely, yeah. I think when we started to get tired legs, the mistakes started to slip in there. They come out on flames in the second half, but we should be able to ride that for 10 minutes and then get back on top of the game. But yeah, very sloppy. Again, we got in good areas in the second half. We didn't deliver the balls. We've got to be putting them balls into the box, and that's ultimately cost us the fourth goal in the end.
Okay, and Barnes, what's the situation with the injury?
He's twisted his knee, so he's going for a scan tomorrow.
Right, okay.
So fingers crossed it's not as bad as first thought, but he's been unlucky with that one.
And young Billy Crellin, I mean, he's got 9 goals against him, but that really doesn't tell the story of his goalkeeping, does it?
We've just said that in there, to be fair, and it's probably not even the back four either. It's starting from a little bit further up the pitch. So yeah, we've just said that in there. I feel sorry for the lad. He's hardly put a foot wrong and he's conceded 9 goals.
But he's okay, is he?
Yeah, he's fine. He's a good lad. He's a good lad. He'll be absolutely fine, and we'll dust ourselves down and we'll go again on Saturday.
I tell you what, though, there was a challenge. I think it was Chadwick who put it in. He's not going to get challenges like that playing academy football, is he? That was a problem.
No, absolutely not. No, he's had to man up very, very quickly, and like I say, he's not putting a foot wrong, and he's conceding 9 goals. So that's a problem we've got to look at.
Heading into Saturday then, Boston. Yep. Where do we go from here, Tom? How do you pick everyone up?
We've got to sit down and have a talk with the lads, find out what we think's going wrong. We've just had a little word in there. We don't think we're fit enough. We've got to get out ourselves and do a little bit of running. We don't see them enough as much as a lot of teams do in this league. It's down to us to get the training right and get the formation and the system right and the personnel as well. We need lads in there that are going to absolutely die for each other and die for the shirt. And over the last two games, it's probably been lacking in certain areas.
Well, Tom, it's typically decent of you to come up after what must have been a slightly chastening experience, but some pluses out there, some goals, and let's hope we can you can bounce back on Saturday.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah, I've got the belief in these lads. I wouldn't have brought them in if I didn't think they was good enough to be at this club or in this league. So we've got all the belief in the world in them. So fingers crossed, we'll turn it around on Saturday, and then we can get on a little run.
Tom, thanks for joining us.
Cheers.